Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the TakeCast. My name is Davis Maddock. You guys can find me on Twitter at Davis Maddock. In this episode of the show, we have a Gilcast reunion, an off-season Gilcast with myself, Nate Noling, and Sammy Reed, and we played a game called Lawden Thinks. And the easiest way to explain Lawden Thinks is it's a game where two people wager on what the other person thinks the answer to a question is. Oftentimes, it is numerical in variety. So a good example would always be you and your buddy wager how many buildings you think your third buddy thinks there are in the world, right? So it sounds a little confusing, but basically, the real answer does not matter at all. It only matters what your buddy thinks. It's a really great gambling game. It was invented by Phil Locke and Antonio Esfandiari using Johnny Lawden as the primary protagonist. And so we played this game. We played for money, just kind of played a winner-take-all three-man style game. It was very interesting. It was very fun. I think that you guys will like it. If you like the show, please leave a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts, iTunes, Google Play, wherever. That's really appreciated. I would really personally appreciate that right now. And then, of course, you can always get bonus episodes of the show. You can subscribe to patreon.com/takecast and get those bonus episodes. Now, let's go ahead and get into the show. All right, everyone. It's been a long time. It's been too long. It's actually been since the week of the Super Bowl, since the three of us have all done a podcast of a great Super Bowl. But you know what I'm realizing, guys? That was the Super Bowl was like the last like big thing that happened in my life before.
It was the last COVID. Good thing that happened in your life.
Yeah. Like literally the Super Bowl was like the last good thing that happened to me. That was February 22nd, and then March 13th was the day after the Rudy Gobert night when everyone locked down. Isn't that crazy? Patrick Mahomes and Damian Williams were the last like really beautiful things I got to see with my eyes.
Those prop bets, those Super Bowl prop bets, man, this is taking me back to a good time.
They were good times. But anyways, do we have
an NFL season this year?
100%.
Yeah. Will the NFL ever cancel a game for anything ever?
They remember Nate will remember this one. They canceled a Favre game once when he was, the streak of his starts was in jeopardy, and it was super, so icy that they couldn't even play the game in Minnesota, and they moved it from a Monday night to a Wednesday night.
To a Wednesday. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we see NFL though this season.
I mean, Let's just put it this way. If for our friends out there who are thinking about how COVID might affect games, Javon Belcher, a linebacker for the Kansas City Chiefs, showed up to Arrowhead Stadium 3 days before a game, shot himself in the head while talking to the GM and the owner of the organization, and the team played a game 3 days later.
Oh my God, I remember that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's actually the only defensive player you've ever known.
Javon Belcher is actually it's the only defensive player I know. So that happened, and they played a game 3 days later. So global pandemic, it's not going to stop them. If the NHL does their 24-person tournament, if the NBA plays these games, you can just chalk it up right now. Yeah, and the NFL doesn't start for like 15 and a half weeks. They're playing those games.
The show goes on.
So the idea behind the show is we are going to play a game called Lawden Thinks. We are all going to gamble. We're going to play a winner-take-all. This is not normally how the game is played. Normally, Lawden Thinks, it's a game that originated amongst a bunch of high-stakes poker players. Phil Locke and Antonio Esfandiari were wagering on what their buddy, Phil, I think his name's Phil, Johnny Lawden, on what he thought. And so the game is essentially, Sammy and I would be wagering on what Nate thought about something. So the classic example would be, Nate, how many poker chips do you think are at this table? I would say Nate thinks there's 4,000 poker chips at this table. Sammy goes, I think he thinks there's under 4,000 or whatever. And they set the line, they wager on it. Nate says the answer. So it doesn't, the thing that people get confused about is it does not matter the actual answer. The actual answer, the actual math, the actual number does not matter in this game.
Which is huge because we'll miss completely on most of these.
We won't get close to anything. Right.
That's right.
Yeah. So it's a fun game. It's a game I believe that they play this game on the Three Donkeys podcast, Bales and CSU Ram and Al Smizzle. They haven't made that podcast in a while, but I believe they used to play that game.
Oh, do we? So we're just biting from them?
Well, I did not know that, and then Peter Overzet told me that, and I was like, well, you know, it is what it is. But I think it's a fun game. I think people will enjoy the Gilcast. And since Sammy and I have both played this game before, I think the right way to do this is we have to have Nate be the experimental Lawden, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
That works.
Okay. So which one do we, Sammy, I will, we have these in a Google Doc here. Everyone is going to get asked 5 Lawden questions. So everyone is getting to get to be the Lawden 5 times. So how do we want to do this, over under, or do we want to play closest to the pin or Price is Right?
Closest
to the pin?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. There's a little bit of game theory in like who gets to guess first or last, obviously, in terms of closest to the pin, but because we didn't really
Like real Lawden, somebody like gives an offer and then you like start like moving
the
correct.
Line. There's an auctioning kind of system. Yeah. We're not gonna be playing that intense.
We're too lazy for that.
There's a
pandemic going on. I ain't got time for that.
I mean, we just really wanted an excuse to do a Gilcast for the people, mm-hmm. right? We haven't talked to each other in a couple months.
Sammy's hair's a mess.
Oh my
god. Sammy has a mustache, guys.
It's bad. It's bad.
Yeah.
Dude, Sammy, I am such a mess.
I have a wife. How is she okay with this?
She's not, bro. She's so upset at like my personal appearance right now. I haven't had a haircut in like, I don't know, 3.5 months.
You guys are starting to look like me.
The mustache is just like, look, I just don't give a shit, and I need like to have a physical representation of that.
Yeah, no, like that's kind of the way I feel about my facial hair. I don't actually want to shave it at all. It's just that, you know, I do all these video shows and everything, and like my facial hair gets so aggressively ugly that like at a certain point, I actually am just like embarrassed of how ugly it gets, and I got to get rid of it.
Yeah, see, I'm married. I don't care. So
fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. Very first plot and things, Nate. How many cartridges, pods, or whatever of vape material do you think that Sammy has gone through since he began quarantine? I think this is a great one. Sammy, you can provide clarification on anything you'd like. Of course,
context,
that's allowed.
Yeah.
So the clarification will be those are refills of my vape pen, right? So like
refills of your vape pen.
One refill of my vape pen, and that's all the context I'm going to give you.
Can you give me, like, is one refill like a 12-pack of cigarettes, or like what are we talking?
A 12, yeah, like a carton, like one carton, one refill versus a pack of cigarettes.
Maybe like half a pack.
Half a pack is one, okay.
Something like that. That sounds about right.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So since I'm gonna let you play in position here, Sammy, I'm gonna give you the GTO edge.
Okay.
Write it down on a piece of paper. Actually,
put it on my notes app or something.
Okay, cool. So I am gonna guess that Nate thinks you have gone through 62 vape refills in quarantine.
I am going to go with 153.
That's way too high. There's no way.
Yeah, Davis.
Way too high.
Davis gets it. My guess was 75.
Oh, dude.
Good Lawden.
This is terrible. This is terrible. Davis won.
All right, there we go. Davis takes a commanding 1-0 Lawden lead.
You really underestimate me, Nate. You know how long we've been quarantining?
Not that. It's like 90 days, right?
Yeah, it's only been 2 months.
Yeah.
Do you go through legit one refill a day?
Like two. I don't know. I don't know who you guys think
so,
I am.
Okay, so
dude, I'm puffing constantly, baby.
Like Lawdening yourself, like not, well, just like answering this question. Like what is your answer if you like you're trying to like honestly answer someone this question?
Let's see. So from like mid March to now is what, 2.5 months?
No, it's right? Yeah, 2.5 months.
So say 75 days. I'd say I go through two a day, so 150.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought Nate would be accurate here. This is terrible. A pack a day. A pack a day, baby. That's how I roll.
A pack a day of vape juice.
Oh yeah, so good.
Yeah. I'm terrified of smoking and stuff right now because all the stuff says COVID is like just miserable.
Oh, bro, I caught like one article that's like, actually there's some evidence that says that it actually might be good for you.
And I sent it to your wife.
Yeah, I said it to all my buddies who smoke, and I read it four times. And anything to the contrary, I am like not at all.
I went golfing last week and I smoked a cigar out on the golf course and I was like, fuck, it just feels good to be alive, man.
Is that what you did after the last dance? You just went out there and did your best DJ impression? Brought a cigar out to the golf course?
Well, unlike Michael, I'm not a compulsive liar. So I didn't fully complete the transformation. Okay, Sammy, you want to get to be Laden here?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. This is for Soccer Dave. I don't know if he listens to the show, but this one is definitely for Soccer Dave. How many hours a day, Monday through Friday, does Sammy think that Davis works? So that is typing an article, working on projections, recording a podcast, editing a podcast, videos. Like, that doesn't count being on Twitter. That doesn't count being on Slack.
This is how many Sammy actually thinks Davis does, or this is how many Sammy thinks Davis would say he does?
How many Sammy actually thinks I do?
But is this, okay, just to clarify, is this time per day dedicated to these tasks, dedicated to working?
Let's just go, how many
you actually work? Actually,
how many work hours a day do you think I'm at my desk?
Oh, no, that's terrible. Actually work is a much
okay, better. All right, actually work is good. It's going to be a way funnier answer.
I've got my answer.
Okay. Nate, I'll let you go first. I'll let you get your guess in.
I'm going to go two.
Okay. Well, he's going to say like five.
You say 5 hours?
5 hours.
I have an hour and 20 minutes.
Yes. Yes. I was going to say an hour and a half. Davis. You think Sammy thinks you work 5 hours a day?
That's true. I mean, 5 hours, 5 to 6 hours is about what it actually is.
That is incorrect. I want to know what Soccer Dave's answer would be. I want Soccer Dave to lock
Soccer on Dave, this. Soccer Dave would say 4 minutes. I'd be like, Kitchen, I just did an hour podcast with you. And he'd be like, 4 minutes.
Yeah, but Kitchen would only want to pay you for 4 minutes. That's why he'd say that.
It's true. All right, Nate now gets his first point. So I guess I have to. So the order we will go in is we will go Nate, Sammy, me, and non snake draft. So it'll just go the same order, right? That's the easiest way to do it.
Yeah, super easy. Yeah, just round robin.
All right. So I will. Sammy, do you have the Google Doc pulled up?
I do.
Okay, I'll let you choose.
Okay, so we're under Nate Laden.
Madden Laden.
Oh, we're under Maddock Laden. Okay. I mean, we should just start off with the first one. How many times does Davis think Sammy is luck boxed into a min price tight end lock game?
Yeah, so people should remember this from the Gilcast, but you've ran extremely hot on these.
Mike Gesicki, Ross Dwelly. I mean, just the list goes on. Johnny said, oh God, that Johnny game was great. And who was it? Cameron Braid on the other side that completely.
And he was. They were the same price. And Jonnu got like 17, and Braid dropped a touchdown.
This question makes me feel things because I'm like so angry.
Yeah, I'm so mad.
Like for these terrible plays.
Look, you guys, you still don't get it. Like you still, after all the time we've done the podcast, you still don't understand that there's an art to this more so than a science. Just got to throw that out there. I guess it is.
Yeah. All right. So what are the guesses?
Is this career?
Yeah. This is Sammy career philosophy of the luck box min price side end. But this is how many times I think you've luck boxed into the like the good game. Not like how many times have you played them, but how many times?
Say, how many times you've played them? It's just 17 weeks.
It's just 17 weeks a season times like 6 years we've known each other. So like a lot. Yeah.
Davis.
All right, I have my answer.
Okay, I have my answer.
Sammy, you go first.
All right, my answer is 21.
My answer is gonna be 20.
I went low. I went low.
Oh. Good.
I went 11. Because it just, it can't work out that many times.
But it does.
So there we go. Nate 2-0.
I seeded the game theory to Nate. I went first.
No, well, I went first on the Davis one, so I'll go second on this.
Who gives a crap?
I mean, playing in position, dude, it matters.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay, this is one that I crowdsourced.
I don't have the document pulled up. Should I pull it up?
You don't need to. Sammy and I have it. This is a good one to put you on the spot, though. This was a crowdsourced one.
Oh, great.
Nate, how much do you think Beyonce weighs? This is the Lawton things. And so this is, how much does Nate know about, like, human anatomy? How much does Nate know about Beyonce? How, like, there's so many layers of this.
Nate,
does
Nate, Nate not want to say? Nate, you know who Beyonce is, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But then there's, like, Nate is going to be scared of saying something rude on a podcast. So that's a big factor there, too.
I'm married. I don't have to worry about that.
Okay. Sammy, you want to go first, or do you want to seed would you prefer the GTO here?
No. I'll seed position now so I can get it later in the in the draft here. My guess is going to be 137 pounds.
Okay. My guess was 199 pounds. That's the most. It's the most politically correct answer for sure.
Davis is right. I was going to say 180.
Yeah. Wait, did she blow up?
Dude, she's like 6'2".
She's big. Like, she's tall. If you saw Beyonce in person, you'd be
like, "Wait, you think she's like a tight end?"
Dude, she's tall.
I'm Googling Beyonce right now. I don't think
Sammy understands women weight.
175 is what Google says.
No way,
Sammy. I don't think you understand women weight. She, like, 130. Beyonce is not 130.
I'm like, yeah, 137. She's thick. Dude, that's great.
130 is like what one of my thighs weighs.
Yeah. Beyonce is not a 130-pound woman.
Wow. Dude. Bink for me.
Dude, Sammy,
you're getting owned.
I'm getting a zero ball. Sorry, this is just, I'm just waiting for my great comeback at the end. I'm going to hit my vape a couple
Davis
times.
Going to split the pot.
Yeah. Okay, so this was the most requested one. This is the blockbuster. This is the showstopper. Sammy, how many Red Bulls do you think Nate drinks in one day? And this is not, this, you know, what, not what Nate drank when he was in, you know, when we were all children doing the Fantasy Insiders podcast. It's how many Red Bulls does Nate drink a day now? Nate, what are you, 28, 29?
27. I'm 20. What am I, 27?
20, oh, yeah. Okay, because we're the same age. I thought maybe you were older than me.
No.
All right. I got my answer.
Okay. My answer is 2, because I know that Nate has curtailed it some.
I don't know if Sammy knows how much I've curtailed it, though. I'm going to go 3.
Nate Smart. Binked it.
Yeah.
Nate binked it. That was my answer, was 3. I know that Nate has curtailed it, but when you're like doing 8 a day, it's like there's only so far down you can go down.
Nate, I just, like, I'll never forget
You guys want to know the answer?
Yeah.
The answer now is 0. I probably have one every 2 weeks now.
Amazing.
Wait, what?
Amazing.
Yeah, I now have coffee every day.
Sammy, you will remember this. Do you remember when Nate texted us, coffee is literally dirt water? It's literally, and he I, like, actually remember where I was and, like, what I was doing when Nate was just like, oh, dude, it's literally just dirt water.
I was outside of a 7-Eleven. I remember where I was, too.
The maximum I was at, like, regularly, like, if I looked at, like, a 30-day average, the maximum 30-day average was probably 10-plus a day.
Nate, I'm proud of you because you were literally at the highest risk COVID, like, demographic before with this Red Bull stuff, and now you've, like, gotten out of
it. Yeah, of, like, an immune system that's – it's like Mr. Burns, where it's just all built on all the diseases coexisting at once, and if you remove any of them or add one of them, he would just
call
die.
This equilibrium state.
Well, put it this way. Getting married combined with the fact my mom had cardiac arrest earlier – this year kind of made it that I didn't really have a leg to stand on.
Yeah, you don't want to drink Red Bull anymore. Yeah. Especially, like, honestly, probably the sugar-free Red Bull worse for you because it's just like injecting battery acid.
I'm not going to agree with that. Sugar, like full sugar Red Bull 10 a day would literally kill you. That much sugar is terrible for you.
Okay, so I'm the next lot, and so Sammy, you gotta pick.
All right, geez, I need to get something here. this is so ridiculous. Ooh, I like this one. How much does Davis think Bitcoin will be worth on January 1st of 2030, about 10 years from now? Oh, this is great.
A lot of layers to this one.
This is exceptional.
Do I get to go first?
I'll
go. Davis thinks it'll be worth.
Keep in mind who the Laudan is.
You're the Laudan,
right?
I have my
answer.
Davis thinks it will be worth $250,000.
I was going to say anything under six figures is just a complete punt. I am 10 years from now. I'm going. God, I feel like I want to go higher, but I shouldn't. I'm going to go 150,000.
I had 105,000 written down in my notes.
Sammy's on the board.
You non-believer.
That does not make me a non-believer, Nate.
10 years from now?
Saying I think it's going to be worth $100,000 does not at all make me a non-believer, sir.
Yeah, you're basically Frisco Josh.
It makes me a Goldman Sachs employee.
10 years from now, you think?
Dude, you know Davis has the number 100K in his mind. That was going to be my guess, but you went pretty high. Yeah,
like, so that's another thing is you got to think, like, clearly, because just all I think about is, like, Bitcoin 10K, Bitcoin 100K. So, like,
that's another halving and a half from now. Like, we're going to hit 100K by the time we hit the next halving.
Oh, you love to see it. Oh, every day, wake up, check Robinhood, check Coinbase, and just get a little bit richer, and you just feel so good.
Follow-up question, how many lifetime...
Sammy keeps checking Verge price every day to see if
dare you!
That Pornhub deal, damn it!
Sammy's all in on Tezos.
Man, I really got burned by Verge. That's the only, like,
I mean, wait, altcoin I've ever even messed with. We can talk about how Nate donked off like 75% of his Bitcoin stack on Litecoin puts. This is 100% true story.
That was a rough time for Nate. I wasn't sure he was going to get through it. I've never seen Nate so depressed.
That was not fun. I lost, a significant amount of what would now be significant. At that point, Bitcoin was like $3,000. And Litecoin was only, I don't know, it was like $50 at the time. But
Litecoin still worth $50, by the way, in case anyone's been checking.
I think I lost 50 Litecoin at that time or something like that, shorting it. It was so stupid.
I think that and the summer of Miguel Cabrera like 3 years ago were the two worst times of Nate's life.
Nate was just powerless. See, there's nothing he could do when Miguel Cabrera decided he was done being good at baseball.
What was that, 2017, 2016?
Yeah. That was good. Tough scene.
Okay. Nate, you are the Laudan now. Nate, how many Twitter accounts do you think I have placed on mute? Not block. How many Twitter accounts do you believe that I have placed on mute in my life? So,
I'm going to Davis right now. How many accounts do you follow?
I follow like 580 accounts.
But it doesn't matter. You don't have to follow them to mute them.
Yeah.
Muting makes
I'm not muting anyone I follow. I'm muting people who follow me that I don't want to lose their follow number, but I think they're annoying and I don't.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Like how many yeah. Okay. We got our numbers here. Okay.
Okay. I am just going to guess. Are you wanting to keep the GTO position? Are you wanting to play in position here?
No, I'll give up position again. I don't give a damn. I'll go right first. Okay. I'm gonna go. God, this is just a terrible, terrible one to go first on. By the way,
This is definitely a closest to the pin situation.
This is a tough scene, actually. I'm gonna go 356 accounts.
Okay, I'm going. I'll just say 1,000.
Oh wow, I had 250.
Oh,
woo!
Well, the real answer is a lot closer to what I just said than what Nate just said.
Dang.
I mean, I mostly just mute anyone who annoys me at this point.
How many muted accounts do you have?
Can you tell?
I think so.
Like so it's also hard for me to tell, like with blocks, because do you guys just block every ad that comes in your feed, like every promoted tweet?
No,
I skip those. But when I do like scroll around Twitter and I see people like, you know, retweeting like James Woods and talking about how like masks, not wearing a mask makes you free, and wearing one makes you a sheep, I just block those people. Like, I don't care if I've ever had an interaction in my life. I'm just like, boom, you're done. Like, get out of my feed, bro.
Okay, I'm seeing the list of accounts that I have muted, but I am not seeing, there's not a number. You know what I mean? Like, it's just the list.
All right. Okay. Great. Sam wins.
So, Sammy, you win that one? Yeah.
Yeah. Hot.
There we go. Another dub for Sammy. Okay, Nate, you are Sammy, you are now the Lawden. Nate, you don't have this this Google Doc. Do you have a question? Do you have a Lawden for Sammy?
No, I mean, I think the best one so far was how many hours does Davis work? I think that's a good one. I don't have one.
Oh, wait. Who won the how many Red Bulls a day does Sammy think Nate drinks?
Nate won it.
Nate, you're doing well. You're doing well in this game. Okay. This is a pretty good one. You should know this one, and there's some game theory here. How many cars, Sammy, do you think that there are in like the greater San Francisco County? Alameda County?
I thought it was the city of San Francisco.
We'll go city of San Francisco. So, Nate, we are wagering on how many cars we think that Sammy thinks there are in San Francisco.
Yep. I have my answer.
You have your answer?
Oh yeah. I know the population of San Francisco. I'm on top of this.
See, I don't know any of that. This is mostly just a guess. And it's not a place where you have to have a car though. So this goes right into it. I'm going to guess, I'll let you play in position here. I'm going to guess 111,000. So 111,000.
I was going to say 150, but I'll go 112,000.
I guessed 500,000.
Dang.
500,000.
Are we really that far off?
I don't know what the population is.
The population is almost 900,000 in the city of San Francisco.
How many of those people are homeless?
Like 400,000. So at least 500,000 cars.
Well, and like,
there's got to be like single or like families that only have one car, because like
don't a lot of the tech people there, wouldn't they just not even have cars? Wouldn't they just like commute?
Bikes?
Like,
I believe that there is now more cars than human beings in the United States. And so doing it about half the population of San Francisco, I thought was like basically half of anywhere else.
Nate and I are bigly off.
Yeah.
Are you?
I was guessing 150, but then when Davis said his, I just went one up. Just cause.
So in 2015, there were 494,000 registered vehicles. Pretty spot on there, by the way.
I'm glad I don't have to try to be accurate.
I should get a point for this. This is a good job, Sammy.
Nate, you are crushing this game. You might have already like come close to. Yeah, you have three.
No, Nate has four, I believe. I think it's 4-2.
I don't know. I haven't been keeping score.
Oh yeah. Nate, you're crushing the game.
Am I up next?
Yep, you are Lawden again.
Little do we know that Nate actually like constructed a model for this.
Yeah, Nate has this modeled out. Nate's been Googling. Yeah.
It's really more of a science than an art.
He spent the afternoon in R-poker reading a lot of things threads and figuring it all out.
All right, who's Aladdin?
Another Nate is this is another Sammy-centric one. Okay, do you think this is more fun to ask this question, Sammy, about how many hours a day you spend high? Do you think it's more fun to ask this question before you had a child?
Oh, way more fun. Yeah, okay. way more fun. Okay. Yeah, this damn kid like just cuts into so much weed smoking. It's insane.
All right, Nate. Well, actually, you know what? I'm actually changing the question again because this is a way to get a better answer.
Okay.
Nate, how many ounces of marijuana did Sammy smoke a week before he had a child?
Oh, I don't know, dude.
This is, Nate, the beauty of the game.
Sammy, how many ounces of marijuana does it take for you to get high?
Buddy, you have no idea how big an ounce of weed is, do you?
I've never smoked marijuana in my life. I have.
Dude, we got to hang out, Nate.
Nate, this is why this game is so fun, because all of these elements have to come into play.
Like the how many hours thing you were going to say. I was like, oh, I can kind of.
No, but the hours is less fun. Like the hours is less fun. So don't give us any more information. Come up with your come up with your number right now, because this is way more fun.
What was the question?
How many ounces of weed do you smoke in a week?
Okay. Yeah.
And this is how many Nate thinks you smoke in a week. Do you want to use your position card here? That was talking to you, Sammy.
Oh, me?
I was gonna say that.
Oh, we're guessing Nate.
Yes.
God. Oh, God. Nate doesn't know anything.
Buddy, this is the point. This is why it's a good question.
Sorry,
and
dude.
Also,
I'm high.
Evidence of you just being a high spat and just not realizing what's going on in the game.
Oh my God! I knew there was some point. Okay, I've got my answer. This is gonna be so ridiculous.
Okay, so you're stacking up position here. Do you want to play in position here?
No. Yeah, I do.
Okay. All right. I'm going to guess Nate thinks Sammy smokes 10 ounces of weed a week. Pre-kid.
All right. My answer was 8, so I'm just going to stick with it, even though 9 would be optimal, I know. I'm just going to stick with my original answer of 8 ounces a week.
Because Nate just has no way to reference what an ounce of weed is.
Yeah.
I guess 16.
Oh, my God.
Nate, you think he smokes a pound of weed a week?
A pound of weed is like the size of a freaking pillow, bro.
It's like literally a brick.
The correct answer is like somewhere around 1/8
like,
of an ounce.
I was gonna say like 0.5.
Yeah, dude.
That's why it was way more fun to do it that way without telling him anything.
16 ounces of weed a week. Snoop Dogg.
Oh,
we also asked, just because I'm interested, how many hours a day Sammy spent high?
24.
I would guess 4.
Oh, yeah. Way more than 4.
Yeah, I mean.
But Sammy also worked and slept.
Sleeping hours count.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, sleeping high is great. Just saying.
Correct.
Less weed.
Okay.
Yeah, bro, dude. No joke. I've probably like smoked weed probably
twice,
five times since the quarantine started. I'm just like hanging out at home with my kid. It's just not happening. It sucks.
All right, Sammy Laden. How many golf balls does Sammy believe can fit in a Ford Focus? Not a hatchback, a four-door sedan.
This is good.
So
this is
questioning Sammy's spatial reasoning,
spatial awareness, yeah,
like mathematics, and then also what we think of Sammy's ability to figure out spatial reasoning and mathematics.
All right, I got my number.
Okay, I'm gonna guess you think you can fit? Wait, Nate. No, I've let you play. I've let you play in position every time. You got to.
Yeah, Nate's ahead. Put him in the back. Okay, yeah, it's a regular Ford Focus.
Yeah, regular four door sedan.
What about the does the Focus have a trunk?
Yeah, trunk does count.
Oh, hold on. I gotta pump up my number.
I'm gonna guess 10,000.
I was gonna guess about 1,500. So.
Okay, well, I'm curious to see who's closer. I think it's Davis, 6,612.
Then I'm closer.
That would make Sammy closer, make Nate closer just by.
What did Nate say? Didn't he say 12,000?
10,000.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Yep.
Nate's good. Golf ball's not that small.
But think of the trunk.
Fit a couple thousand in the trunk.
I have probably 300 golf balls in my trunk. It's not that they're not as small as you think.
Can we Google this? I really want to know the answer now.
All right, how many golf balls can fit in a car? How many golf balls can fit in a car? In a school bus, 666,000.
Okay, cool.
So
that's helpful. It's helpful.
So I guess
I'm probably close.
Yeah, I guess maybe you're. Well, Sammy's.
You could fit 1,500 in a freaking truck.
Sammy's answer is closer than you. Like Sammy's answer was like actually good. I think.
I feel like if I were as good at guessing things, is guessing what you guys thought of things as I am at actually guessing things,
I literally think Nate has wrapped like one already.
Dude, this is painful. We're gonna have to actually Venmo Nate money after this podcast.
It's just the worst.
Brutal. I'm not paying you in Bitcoin, Nate. It's gonna be worth so much. I'm just paying you in fiat, you plead.
Okay.
Send me some Litecoin, I can go short it.
Sammy, I am the lot in here. You can choose any of these. You can come up with one on your own, or you can reappropriate one from the list I have up top. I don't care.
All right, let's see. Ooh, no, I really like this. How long does Davis think Nate could survive in the wilderness if given basic survival supplies? So are we talking like that show Naked and Afraid where they give him like one item, like a knife?
I was thinking like you guys remember the book Hatchet? You have to read that in middle school.
Yeah. Didn't like, somebody get hatcheted at the end of that book?
That's too long ago. I can't remember.
Oh, no. That's Where the Red Fern Grows. I forget. Okay. Anyway. No,
not that's also didn't happen. Red Fern Grows is like somebody, he's gonna shoot his dogs.
Somebody got killed somewhere.
I'm thinking like he's got a couple jugs of water. Like a knife or a hatchet or like some sort of sharp surface to cut things. And he's got, you know, if we're saying he's in the cold, he's got clothes enough that he's not going to freeze to death. He's not going to die of like exposure, but you know, doesn't obviously have.
Why are we making it so easy on him? Why don't we just drop him freaking with a pair of pants and a knife? I guess
why don't you two discuss the terms of how you want it? And that's how I will appropriate my.
All right, Nate, how do you want to go into the wilderness?
I like what Davis said earlier.
Couple jugs of Red Bull and a knife. And
Yeah.
I mean, Nate is going to die of, like, Red Bull.
Red Bull withdrawals.
Withdrawals within, like, 8.5 hours. okay, so Davis thinks that Nate could survive.
Do you want me to go first?
Okay, I have my answer.
Sammy, you want me to go first?
Yeah, you're way ahead. You're already winning, Nate, so you just go first.
Yeah, you just go, Nate.
I think Davis probably thinks I can make it 72 hours.
Oh, I'm going over that.
What is wrong with Nate? Already loses 72 hours, dude. My dog could survive outside by itself for 72 hours.
Yeah, way over that. I'll just to make it fun. I am gonna go for 17 days.
I 21 days.
Oh, I could do that.
You live in northern Minnesota, dude. Like, you got to know how to, like, fish and stuff.
Dude, you can just lay on the ground and drink water for 3 days.
I didn't think you were going to give me credit, Davis. I actually have, like, crazy I used to go on like random water fasts for like 10 days just to prove to myself that I could go without.
Yeah. Food. See, I know you're a psycho. I know.
Nate, were you an Eagle Scout?
No.
You seem like you would be a Boy Scout.
But
Boy Scout knowing.
I probably could go a lot longer just because like if I set my mind to something, I'd figure it out. But I didn't think Davis was going to give me credit for that. So. All right. That was you, Sammy.
Hot.
72 hours. Come on, dude.
I thought you were going to give me no credit. I thought you were going to say.
We should have given him no water and nothing and just like thrown him out in the middle of the.
I still think it's like 2 weeks because like people just. Some people just have that ability to kick it into gear, and I totally think Nate does.
Yeah, I'd figure it out.
I mean, this dude lived for 6 years not sleeping and only like being fueled off of phenylephedrine from Red Bull. Like
that's true. Nate is like one step away from being a virus.
okay, Nate. This is your final lot, and this is again a really good one where. I don't think Nate has a clue, and it's going to really influence the answer. No. Mm-mm. How many hands of cards, so how many hands of poker do you think that Sammy has played in his life? So this is obviously Sammy's oldest piss. You
Sammy,
know, we don't know.
You played poker your entire 70-year?
You don't have to answer that if you don't want, based on how you think it might influence the question.
Yeah, I'm not answering anything. You guys just throw it out there. Yeah,
and this is you know, PLO, you know, what did they play back in the covered wagons? Five card draw back when is probably what Sammy learned to play.
Five card stud, baby.
five card stud with the cook.
Back when they were drinking moonshine around.
Okay.
It's amazing I never got shot back then.
I am going to guess Nate thinks that Sammy has played 900,000 hands of cards in his life.
I was going a million, so we're sticking with a million. Nate's going to say like 16,000.
No, like 40.
I was
like
going to say 500,000. I was guessing, yeah, 500 was like.
I might have played 500,000 hands of cards in my life.
Yeah.
I was alive during the internet days. Got a lot of hands in then.
But even okay, over a year, let's say you play 8 hours a day, how many hands would you play a day?
Bro, you can play tens of thousands a month.
Yeah,
easy.
Like Nate, really? if I pulled up some of these online sites right now and I just started playing and I played like fast fold, you think I could get 10,000 hands in by the morning, Sammy?
Nate yeah, maybe. Nate doesn't even know what fast fold is, bro.
Yeah. Like,
Even at a regular online table that's not even Zoom or whatever, you know, you're generally getting in 75 hands an hour if you're six tabling that. You know what I mean? It's like 450 an hour. It's just like.
But I mean, yeah. That's like 2 hours of poker a day for 10 years.
Yeah, but there's been a lot of days where Sammy's played 10 hours of poker.
True. But I also like went many years without playing,
yeah,
like
playing
from
live.
Like,
but you've literally been playing poker for like 35 years.
Yeah, well, like 85, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't want to give away the mystique of how old you actually are.
Yeah. Well, Nate's just rickrolling us.
How many do you think you actually have, Sammy?
That's a great question. I would bet,
like, if we had a God machine that we could just, you know, press a button and tell us the answer, I bet like 1.2 million or
yeah,
something like right around
I would
there.
Think it. I would think it's over a million.
How many years do you think you've played?
I don't know. A lot of years.
Like how many? How many? This is a good one. Nate, just okay. Side pot. Sammy, how many hands? Well, here this is a good one for you guys. How many hands do you guys think I've played during quarantine since March 13th?
Since quarantine. All right. This is actually fun. So,
Sammy,
so yeah,
this
so
is probably
like
a little bit more since I talk to you about hands a lot, you probably know a little bit more.
Davis texts me occasionally like, hey, what do you think of this hand? And I'm like, well, I don't think you should be three betting here. And he's like, well, I disagree. Dude, I spent five minutes like telling him about equity distribution across flops.
Yeah, but the solver
like
says it's fine.
And he just goes, dude, the solver doesn't even solvers don't even mess around with pre-flop stuff. Like, what are you even talking about?
I'm always three betting eights in position, and you'll never tell. I'll never stop.
I mean, Jesus, I'm tilted. I'm tilted hard. All right. How many hands have you played? So like 70 days, I'm going to say you've played like 40 of those days on average, 3 hours a day.
I've played every day. I'll give that. I'd say I've played, I have played at least one hand online every day.
I guess 25,000.
All right. I'm going, let's see. So I'm giving Davis a baseline of 210 hours played, and I don't know if you're single tabling or like
I'm not. Do you think I have the attention pin to single table?
No, you're probably right. So I'm gonna go with 31,500.
Yeah, I had 20,000 in my head, so
I win again.
But I don't really know. Yeah, you win again.
Ah, dude, Nate, that one didn't count.
That one didn't count. That was a side bet.
Nate's just like rolling in it.
Yeah, Nate is apparently super good at this game.
This is brutal. Nate didn't even prepare for this. He just logged on. He's like, oh, yeah. Nate's like,
guys, busy week, guys.
Yeah, busy week. I haven't looked at the doc. I don't know anything about weed or poker, but I'm just gonna take your money.
I tried to play poker for like a month or two.
How did that go?
Actually, I left positive. There was a month where there was a couple weeks where I was losing money, but. Overall, over my 2 month period, you have a good
brain for cards.
Yeah, once I learned, like, okay, this, like, I had a system, and I'm like, I fold this, I play this, and I just stick to it and take emotion out of it. It wasn't that hard.
Wow, you're pretty smart, Nate.
You love to see it.
Yeah, you're pretty smart, Nate. You should have built a poker solver instead of
if we showed Nate solvers, he would be all in on cards. I think.
Yeah, he'd.
If you can take emotion out of something and have a slight edge over, like, degenerates, like...
Oh, but you know what? I don't know, Sammy. I think that Nate would have trouble with frequencies, where the computer's like, you do this 40% of the time, you do this the other 30% of the time.
Nate would literally just have a random number generator next.
Oh, yeah,
it'd
be like, oh, if it's clubs, I fold. If it's diamonds, I call. Yeah, yeah, that's actually the way the good players do it.
Yeah. Yeah, or like online, they'll have a number generator and they'll say, okay, if I do something at a 70% frequency, if I click the generator 1 to 100, if it's 70 or less, I do it. And if it's over that, I don't. Yeah. And I'd love to see Nate and Davis play heads up because
but
Nate
I don't
doesn't
know, any
know
of
anything
the-
about poker. Right, but you like play emotionless and just like do your thing, whereas Davis would just fry out and tilt like within
that's
like 10 minutes.
That's the next thing we should do. Set up a game.
Oh, that'll be really good. I am not a tilter with cards at all.
Really?
I really don't tilt at all.
Davis, I have not seen you not tilt at anything in your life.
cards is
and
very...
you are playing something, Davis, and you lose a hand that you think you should have won because you think you're better than me, you will tilt the rest.
You're right. I will say this. When I play online against anonymous people I don't know who I'll never see, I don't tilt. If I like lose like aces to kings against you, like, yeah, I'll lose my mind.
If we're on Zoom like this and we're playing and you lose a hand,
yeah, I'll lose my mind. I'll lose my mind.
So, bro, you guys could be rich. People would pay to watch you two play heads up. I'm telling you, they would.
We should probably figure this. Okay, we gotta. I think we only have one more. I think this is the last one. This okay, Sammy.
I'll
you were the
my $50 from you guys be the buy-in for that game. Just roll it.
And Nate's gonna win that, and then he's gonna buy some Bitcoin with it, and then in like 10 years,
and he'll be even from the Litecoin debacle.
I'll never make that back.
All right, Sammy, you're the Laudan.
Okay.
How much cash on hand does Sammy believe that DraftKings has?
Oh my God, I have so little clue here.
Yeah, Nate probably follows like stocks and stuff a little bit, so I think he like Nate would not be a good like Nate and I would not be good Laudans for this, but you would be a good Laudan for this.
Okay, are we including
not player including funds player funds? No, because that's okay. Not cash on hand.
Right. It's supposed to be segregated. So just want to clarify that. Okay.
This was public information 2 weeks ago. There was the DK did their investor meeting.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't tune into that, even though I own a little DK.
Who does? I mean, imagine how dumb you'd have to be to have not bought in DK stock the day it opened.
I mean, I wish I had a lot more, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Okay. Nate, you have to go first since you're winning anyways.
How much money does... I'm going to say Sammy thinks 300,000. Or 300 million, sorry.
I was going to guess. I was going to guess 500 million.
I went low. I went 135 million.
I have 495 on hand, so not great. Right? Wasn't that what it was?
Yeah.
Is that right?
It was close to five.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so, I missed the mark.
Nate wins again. Great.
Oh, this is, dude, he's skunking us.
Nate, how are you so – Nate, honestly, is this small sample size or do you think you're good at this?
No, I'm just small sample size. I'm guessing Sammy doesn't know, and probably because of his black – because of history with poker sites, probably is more distrustful of them than they should be.
Oh, my God.
So he's going to go
– Dude, Nate is in my freaking head, bro. Oh, my God. No wonder you're so good at this.
Davis and me are all naive. Like, oh, they probably have hundreds of millions.
Oh, my God. Dude, I just got Sammy, so owned. Like,
Nate,
yeah.
Nate has gotten all five of yours correct.
Dude, I think it's better that Nate plays you at poker than he plays me.
He'll just be like, oh, Soul Reed, you have ace high. I call
Bigly,
with threes.
Bigly. Oh, my God. This is soul ownership, Nate.
Okay, we have two left for me. I guess we must have skipped me once.
That's fine.
It doesn't matter. The game's wrapped up. But you have a couple to choose from here, Sammy, as the log.
Okay.
Or as the games master.
Yeah, I think this one is really interesting. How many buildings does Davis think there are in the world? That's just an insane question.
Are houses considered buildings?
Houses are considered buildings. I guess you have to be like, does a hut built by the Sentinelese uncontacted people count? Like, is it literally every built structure?
No, I'm going buildings,
like cement and wood and
yeah,
and mortar.
And steel. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my God. This number has to be just completely out of control.
Okay, I have my answer.
I'm gonna guess 2 billion.
I'm going 3 billion.
So I was thinking it's gotta be.
It was higher. Like my original guess was gonna be eight.
My first thought was well, there's gotta be more buildings than there are people, and then I was okay, well we're taking some stuff back. Yeah.
Right,
so
yeah.
I said there should be. A building for every two people, so 3.5 billion.
Boom. Let's go, Sammy. Let's go, Sammy. Woo! Feels good to not be able to catch up at all.
That's it. That's game.
That's it.
We have a couple more here, but Nate wins.
Yeah, I mean, Nate, you basically doubled each of us up. You basically won as much as Davis and I combined, just about.
Well, he just swept your category.
Dude, I've never felt so emotionally and intellectually violated.
You've been owned. You've been owned. There's no doubt about it.
Sammy, at least you know anything about. I feel stupid about the marijuana one.
That was the best one.
Yeah, but that was probably the highlight.
That was easily the best question we had on this whole thing.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna get a bunch of tweets.
So good.
16 ounces, bro. It's good stuff. It's good stuff, guys.
This was fun. I'm glad we got together and fish it up a little bit.
Davis, we should figure out how to stream a poker thing. That'd be
wouldn't be that hard because I've done I've like recorded playing with Nelson before, so we can figure it out. We could play on Poker Stars pretty easy.
Nate, remind me of your PayPal when we get offline.
I also don't have an account in any of those places, so.
You can create an account for free on PokerStars.net. Actually, they're so sharp, they charge you $3 for play money. They give you a million play money chips for $3. It's so sharp.
Yeah, I definitely had to buy that for
a home tournament. Yeah, I had to too. I mean, everyone for quarantine, like, you gotta think what, how many people, Laden thinks, Nate, how many people, okay, who should be the Laden? Should Sammy or Nate be the Laden?
Sammy should, so that Nate can win again.
Okay, all right, Nate. How many people have spent the $3 to buy a million play money chips on PokerStars? We are guessing Sammy's answer. I'm going to guess
total
Sammy's answer.
Since quarantine?
Since March 13th, so since like mid-March. I'm going to guess Sammy's answer is 150,000 people.
Mine was going to be 250,000, so 250.
My answer was 75,000.
Dang it.
Which is probably low.
Are you glad that you got to end with Nate missing one and not being inside your head that much?
Get dunked on, Nate. Boom.
There we go. Yeah, we will. If people like this and people have other good ones, we can do it. Maybe we can get Kitchen. Right. Maybe we get Kitchen to do the GoCast.
Kitchen and Overzet.
Oh, I mean, yeah, they like Overzet obviously would do it, but I think we probably haven't all been on a show with Kitchen.
Oh, I haven't been on a show with Kitchen since...
I was going to say in like 6 years.
Oh, yeah. It's been a long time. Because he never jumped on any of the RG ones we do.
No, he's too busy being director of creative. So, you know, it's really hard for him.
Well, and also helping you out with all your projects, you know, getting him
off
the ground.
Yeah, you know, it's like very hard for him to, you know, make sure that...
he had to launch your career. I mean, it's
exhausting for him.
It's exhausting.
Yeah. So everyone, thanks for listening. If you guys want to play this game with your friends, just Google Laden Thinks. The 888 poker link has like all the rules in it. It's very good and very, easy to set up. So yeah, thanks for listening. We will hopefully Gilcast again soon.